Welcome to the SoberQ podcast.
Hello, my name's Barry and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, what are we deciding to do when we take step three? I came to AA because my life was spinning out of control and I couldn't stop drinking. Step one was easy for me because it was a description of what I was experiencing. During my first couple of months of AA, I heard people speak whose situation had been far worse than my own. Most seemed very honest, and these people were not only sober, they were happy. It was fairly clear to me that they had found a way that I didn't yet understand. Something they had done or knew had restored them to sanity. On that basis alone, I believed in and accepted step two. However, step three sent me into a spin. One characteristic of my personality is that I often make things far more complicated than they need to be. How was I to believe in God or some higher power? What is God? Does AA expect me to give up my brain and my common sense? They were the sort of thoughts that I was having. So I had a long extended period of time thinking about what God could be before I could move on. And the intellectual conclusions I reached were quite interesting to me, but they didn't show me how to live. They did not tell me how to bring that third step into my life. Another approach was clearly needed. During that time of mental meanderings, I had also been becoming more and more aware of the internal feelings that went with the choices I made. I was becoming more sensitive internally to the feelings I was having or to the thoughts I was having. If, for example, I was being dishonest, then there was an internal negative sensation deep within myself that accompanied it. If I did something that was helpful or generous, I felt a sensation of wholeness, again at a depth within myself. More and more I saw that right intentions and actions brought internal happiness and wrong intentions and actions brought internal unhappiness. These were the clues that took me towards the path I needed to take to make step three a part of my life. I could now take the decision. This was perhaps 3 years of mucking around with this, trying to figure out what God was. My decision was that it is an internal commitment to living a moral, ethical, generous and spiritually based life. That is, for me, in itself, the commitment to a higher power. On a couple of occasions, my sponsor has reminded me of the St. Francis prayer, which Bill Wilson discusses on page 99 of the AA's 12 and 12. That prayer seems an ultimate written expression of a commitment to the spiritual life and the type of example I need to follow. I often fail, of course, to perfectly live up to these principles. Emotions like jealousy and selfishness or a dented ego will temporarily upset my apple cart. What seems important, though, is for me to recognise those negative feelings and emotions as quickly as possible and then return to the right path. The Big Book points out that we are not saints, and being able and willing to return to these spiritual principles is the key to our sobriety and to our happiness. Thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.